The words from this morning's gospel, we have these words from the lips of Jesus. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. The musical Hamilton, which was one of Schoner's favourite musicals, starts the second half with a 1970s jazz funk number sung by the character playing Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson was in France during the American War of Independence and is now back in the United States, wanting to be part of the newly forming government. He sings the song, "So What Did I Miss?" Anyone who knows the song will know it's absolutely a stomping number. And anyone who was a teenager in the 1970s, like me, cannot help but be swept along down memory lane at the jazz funk number. Don't worry, I'm not about to start boogieing on down the centre aisle at the moment or doing cartwheels up and down the place. Not sure what my cardiologist would make of that on my first day back with Beige return to work. But the sentiment of the question for me today remains on so many levels. So what did I miss? Or what have I missed? Well, I missed many cracking services, which I did watch when I was able to. So I've heard everything that's been said, all the set asides of Don't Tell John This that's been going on here in my absence. And the cracking service last week, where we still got the Olympic flame on the last day of the wonderful Olympic celebrations that have been going on, that service that you had last week. And there did seem to be in that service a rather strange hymn. Did seem to be sung in it by some kind of local hymn writer. I don't know what that was in that time. But what else have I missed? Well, you haven't painted the inside of the church purple yet. And the pews are still here. You missed a trick there. Well, around us, since I innocently popped into the GP after waving off the people on the parish holiday, we've had general election, I've had a birthday, Great Britain have so far won 63 medals in the Olympics, and still counting. So a lot has happened. Unfortunately, Wales lost all their summer internationals, so no change there to anything. And much has happened, and much carries on happening, both outside and inside the church. And thank you to everyone who stepped up to the plate at very short notice and have done such a wonderful job in my absence. I am wondering whether I should just gather my coat and get my P60 now, really. So what did I... Thank you, that was the right thing to say. Next time, I'm on cue. So what did I miss? I missed you all. I've missed our time together. The worship, the fellowship. I have been with you through prayer. Been praying for you all regularly. And more than that, we've been united through the sacrament of Holy Communion. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is our bread of life. All of us, wherever we are, whoever we are, he is the sustenance we need to get us through the good and difficult times. He is not a picnic for us to enjoy on a good day. He is part of our life force. He is part of what we need to live full lives, to live the lives God wants us to live. And it's even more than that. Jesus says, whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever comes to me. He doesn't say, whoever comes to me in the next 5 minutes or so, or before the 1st of January, or in the next millennia. He says, whoever comes to me. There is no best before debt on offer here. It is my belief that it is through communion that we are, all of us, united with Christ. And when we unite with the bread of life, we unite with one another, our sisters and brothers in Christ, here in this congregation, and in all congregations throughout time and place. Even when we're separated from one another, either geographically or because of sickness, or from this world to the next world, we are united through Jesus, that he is with us, uniting us, so that we are never alone. We may miss one another. There may be times of loneliness in our lives. But in it all, when we accept Jesus, the bread of life, our sustainer into our lives, he will be with us always. He will never leave us. We may miss many things, and many things that we hold dear to us. But through it all, we are sustained by the bread of life. We are united in sacrament and prayer here today, and united through time and place, so that we may be fed and sustained now and forevermore, knowing that we will never be missed by the one who was sent to reveal the love of God and to sustain us all together in our journey of faith.